Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he will press the Israeli government to keep aid flowing into Gaza. He arrived in Israel following stops in Saudi Arabia and Jordan, where he met with aid workers and women from Gaza. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary Blinken says he's determined to get Palestinians what they need in Gaza. He'll be talking about that with Israeli officials, and he's repeating U.S. concerns about a ground incursion into Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. Blinken says what's needed now is a ceasefire and a hostage deal, and he thinks that's possible.
The Israelis have put a strong proposal on the table. They've demonstrated that they're willing to compromise, and now it's on Hamas. And no more delays, no more excuses. The time to act is now.
Hardline members of the Israeli government oppose the deal and are threatening to bring down the cabinet. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The White House is weighing in more forcefully on the protests taking place at Columbia University, calling them not peaceful and wrong. NPR's Deepa Shevram says the comments came after some protesters occupied a building on campus overnight.
Students at the school are demanding the university divest from companies they say are aiding Israel's war in Gaza. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says students at Columbia taking over the building is, quote, absolutely the wrong approach.
A small percentage of students shouldn't be able to disrupt the academic experience, the legitimate study for the rest of the student body.
Kirby did not weigh in on calls for National Guard troops to be sent to the campus, but he reiterated that that decision lies with the governor of the state where the protest is taking place. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, the White House.
The former CEO of Binance, the world's biggest cryptocurrency exchange, was sentenced to 4 months in prison by a Seattle court today. It's a much lighter sentence than what prosecutors had sought. More from NPR's Raphael Nam.
Changpeng Zhao, or CZ, pleaded guilty to anti-money laundering violations last year. Prosecutors had wanted CZ to be sentenced to 3 years in prison. His lawyers had asked for no time. In the end, CZ got 4 months. That's also well below what sentencing guidelines recommend, which is up to 18 months in prison. CZ had already agreed to pay a $50 million fine and to step down from Binance. He still remains one of the crypto sector's wealthiest people. At the sentencing, CZ said he had failed and apologized to the court. Raphael Nam, NPR News.
Stocks closed sharply lower today, joining global counterparts in the monthly loss column. Losses coming as investors await more clear interest rate guidance from the Federal Reserve. The Dow fell 570 points. This is NPR. In the past, it was strongly suggested that women have mammograms every 2 years, starting at age 50, but that guidance is apparently being revised. The U.S. Preventative Health Services Task Force announcing today it's recommending regular examinations for breast cancer beginning at an earlier age, at around 40. The push towards earlier screening is designed to address what's been an increased incidence of breast cancer among women in their 40s, along with higher breast cancer death rates among black women. One of the largest Protestant denominations in the U.S. is moving closer to dismantling bans on LGBTQ clergy and same-sex marriage. NPR's Jason DeRose reports on actions taken today at the United Methodist Church's General Conference.
Delegates meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, voted to remove mandatory penalties clergy face for officiating at same-sex weddings and to remove the United Methodist Church's ban on even considering LGBTQ people for ordained ministry. The move also repealed a ban on United Methodist entities, such as churches and schools, from using money, quote, to promote the acceptance of homosexuality. The General Conference votes later this week on whether to actually lift the bans on LGBTQ clergy and same-sex weddings. The Charlotte meeting is taking place in the aftermath of one quarter of United Methodist congregations in the U.S. leaving the church over these issues in recent years. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices extended their losses from Monday, oil ending the session down 70 cents a barrel to settle at $81.93 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.